Do you remember when you were a teenager and you walked around like your shit didn't stink, even though your face was covered in acne, you had never even held hands with a boy, but you acted like everybody wanted you, like you were the baddest bitch in town? No? Just me? Well, that was certainly my experience, but I didn't have the real confidence to back it. But man, those were the days. I was totally faking it till I made it. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today, we are jumping into my most favorite topic of self-love, because those of us with mental health especially seem to struggle with this big time. So I want to share with you my tips and tricks for loving myself first and how you can too. So let's jump in. Man, I gotta tell ya, looking back on my teenage years, I am so glad that I was not one of those girls that boys were all over, because I gotta be honest, I don't know what I would have done with them. I was so innocent and naive all through high school, and I had no idea. But I sure acted like I knew what was up with the what up. And I put on a good face, and I played all the sports, and I came from a small school where if you were an athlete, then everyone knew who you were, and I guess we were considered the cool kids. I don't know. I'm not really sure why. I still don't really get the whole popularity thing, but I guess looking back, I was probably one of those girls. And so I acted like it. I acted like I wasn't breaking out with pimples. I acted like I knew how to do my makeup and dress and be cool, and I wore socks and sandals because that was the thing, and I made fun of the girls who wore skinny jeans because they looked like my mom, and I was that girl. And I had no idea what the fuck was going on, but I was faking it. And that made me fit in enough and get by. And so now looking back and laughing on that time where I felt so uncomfortable in my own skin, I was constantly on edge. I was battling an undiagnosed anxiety disorder, and I had no fucking clue what was cool. And I just look back and I'm like, girl, I'm lucky we survived. Like, oh, I'm so grateful we made it through, because look at us now. But it's one of those things that it's like kind of painful to look back on. And if you went to high school, I'm sure you can relate on some level. It was high school, between the braces and the newly prescribed glasses, that I started to realize I wasn't like the other girls. Boys weren't chasing me like they were chasing them. I wasn't as clever and funny, and it didn't just seem to come naturally to me. I always felt more awkward, and they made it look so easy. And I remember just not fitting in. I remember being like, if I could just be like them, or if I could have her hair, her outfits, or, you know, anything. And I really remember starting to compare myself and thinking that I wanted to be different, and I wished that I was different and that I had all these different things. And that's when it started to get painful. And then I went to college and I discovered alcohol, and you guys all know where that goes. But at no point did I ever find myself, and I was struggling with that, and who I wanted to be and how I was acting didn't match up. My behaviors did not align with the woman that I wanted to become. And I think that that's when I lost it. Any sense of love that I have for myself was totally gone after that, because I wasn't respecting myself. And so I want you to reflect on your journey, and when did it start for you? When did you start comparing yourself to others? Or when were maybe your behaviors not in alignment with who you wanted to be, and you started to lose any sense of love or respect that you might have once had for yourself? it's important to start there and work our way back, because if you don't remember when it started, it's going to be hard to figure out why it happened in the first place. So I was talking about those years where I was just faking it till I made it, and I was just trying to fit in and get by and survive high school like we all were, unless you were that one girl who all the boys chased, she was friends with everybody, everybody adored her. Unless you were that girl. If you were that girl, I'm not sure why you're listening to this podcast, girlfriend, because I'm not talking to you. But if you were like me, you were just faking it till you make it, try to survive, I want to tell you something that I recently learned and that has totally transformed my world. And that is changing one little word. I want you to stop thinking that you're faking it till you make it. And instead, I want you to think, faith it until you make it. Faith your way to freedom. Faith your way to self-love. Let me explain. I think the biggest thing for those of us with mental health and trying to love ourselves is struggling with what's to come in the future. Who we will be tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. Will we be good enough? Will we love who we are ever? And a huge turning point for me was this faith it till you make it. And it was having faith that that day would come. Having faith that if I put the work in and made a conscious effort to love myself, having faith that I would someday love myself. And that changed everything. Just the simple idea that I'm not going to hate myself forever. I'm not going to constantly be at war with myself. There is going to come a day where I look in the mirror and for once I actually love the woman looking at me, and not some conceited sort of everyone else loves me, I can love myself now. No, that genuine girl, you are enough. You are beautiful. You have the biggest heart and a beautiful soul, and I fucking love you. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. I want to leave you with this today. I want you to think about how you feel when you listen to this podcast. As I'm sharing my story and my vulnerabilities and you're thinking, wow, you are so real. It's like you're speaking right to me. And yes, I know that's what you're thinking, because a ton of you have reached out and told me that, and I so appreciate the feedback. But you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, but that's Jacqueline. It's different for her. But I want you to think about, if I were listening to your podcast, if I were listening to your story, if I heard all of your vulnerabilities and insecurities and your realness, how could I not love that? If you shared all of that with me, how could I not love that? The same way that you love my stories and relate to my stories. I would. I would love every bit of it, because it's real and it's authentic and it's you. So now imagine listening to your podcast, listening to your story. How could you not love yourself for everything that you've been through? That is doing yourself a huge disservice, and honestly, it's disrespectful to look at your life and see all that you have overcome, all the obstacles that have been thrown at you and how you have handled them with grace. To look at all of that, your mistakes, your flaws, it doesn't matter what it is. How could you for a second look at that story and not love everything about that woman who has endured so much and come through it even stronger? And you might not feel strong right now, and you might not be in a great place, but girlfriend, I promise you, if you have faith that someday you will come out the other side of this, you will look in the mirror and love yourself, you will wake up with a pure joy like you've never experienced before, and all because it comes from you, oh, your life is going to change. So I really want you to think about faith it till you make it. Have faith in the woman that you will become and all that fucking love that you are going to show to yourself, because you deserve it. I feel so fucking passionate about helping you see your worth, see your value, find that love for you again. you may not feel like Jacqueline, you don't understand. I haven't loved myself since I was 3 years old and didn't know any better. Well, you did it before. You can do it again. Faith it till you make it, sister. If I can do it, so can you. We're no different. Someone just messaged me today on Instagram and was like, oh, it's so awesome that an Instagram celeb takes the time to really get to know us and cares about her fans. And I just had to laugh because I'm not a celebrity. I have 5,000 followers on Instagram. And I love each of you dearly. And every single follower and every subscriber to this podcast, I absolutely adore you. But I'm no different than you. I just decided to go for it and share my most embarrassing, vulnerable stories with you and provide you this safe space to grow. But at the end of the day, I can only give you the resources. I can't do the work for you. So faith it till you make it. There will come a day when you look in the mirror and absolutely adore the shit out of yourself. There's not a negative thought that comes to mind. There's not a negative feeling. There's nothing but pure joy. And when that day comes, I hope you will find me and reach out to me and tell me, because I want to celebrate that with you. And I so hope that it's sooner rather than later, but you have to do the work. So have faith. It will happen. I am so proud of you for even tuning into this episode, for even taking that first step to try and change, because that's the hardest part. Knowing that you are worth it, because you are. I love you guys so fucking much. I appreciate and value you spending this time with me, and I cannot wait to see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.